This is TWiT.
I know everybody's pitching in during this crisis, but I thought this was really great of Apple.
Yeah, so Apple is releasing, let's see, how many is it? 20 million masks. They're custom face shields for medical workers. And yeah, there are 20 million of them. Apple hopes to hit 1 million shipments for the face shields by the end of this week and to consistently ship 1 million per week after that. And then Cook put out a video on Twitter talking about it.
Trying to get to it. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Hello, everyone. In these very challenging and difficult times, I hope you're staying safe and well. Teams across Apple have been working hard on ways we can support our heroic frontline medical professionals, and I want to share two updates today. First, the number of masks we've been able to source through our supply chain has risen to over 20 million around the world. This is a truly global effort, and we're working continuously and closely with governments at all levels to ensure these are donated to places of greatest need. Second, we've launched a company-wide effort bringing together product designers, engineering, operations, and packaging teams, and our suppliers to design, produce, and ship face shields for health workers. Our first shipment was delivered to Kaiser Hospital facilities in the Santa Clara Valley this past week, and the feedback from doctors was very positive.
Nice.
These pack flat, 100 to a box. Each shield assembles in less than 2 minutes is fully adjustable.
I love it that the Apple design team works on the perfect shield.
We're sourcing materials and manufacturing in the U.S. and China. We plan to ship over 1 million by the end of this week and over 1 million per week after that. We are closely coordinating with medical professionals and government officials across the U.S. to get these to where they're needed most urgently. We hope to quickly expand distribution beyond the U.S. In both these efforts, our focus is on unique ways Apple can help, meeting essential needs of caregivers urgently and at a scale the circumstances require. For Apple, this is a labor of love and gratitude, and we will share more of our efforts over time. In the meantime, each of us can stop the spread of the virus by following expert advice to stay home and practice social distancing. Thank you for all you're doing to help in your own lives. Thank you again to those on the front lines of this fight. Stay safe and stay healthy.
By the way, I'm glad he didn't. I'm not glad. I wish he had said War Eagle. You know, he's an Auburn alum, and you can see the Auburn basketball over his right shoulder. He often, I think, says War Eagle, but I think maybe this isn't the most appropriate time. That's really great. It would have been funny if he'd said, "This is the thinnest face mask we've ever made." Would have been awesome.
Here's Johnny Ive. I know he doesn't work for us anymore, but he's
in a white room. Yeah. It would have been awesome. But you know what? He's being serious and honestly much appreciated. That's great. And you know, I know companies do this for PR benefit, but I think Apple, that's a non-trivial thing to get your production facilities, which have been making, you know, I would guess he's probably the case factory or something like that, making something completely different to design and manufacture masks in that quantity so quickly. That's fantastic.
There's another, I think it's a shoe company. I wish I could remember which one, but I'm pretty sure it's a shoe company that's doing the same thing. So you do, different companies taking what they
so
have.
We need and, to do, step up. We're making podcasts just for you.
Which is not what we normally do. Wait, hold on.
No, we're doing the same
Specially
thing.
Designed. Yeah.